Part 2.
As we approach the festive season, food is a big priority. But for many people, it's another occasion where they have to be extra careful about what they eat.
Yeah, so for this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about food allergies.
Yes, food allergies. So, Jackie, what is an allergic reaction then to food?
I suppose it's when your immune system inappropriately recognises something foreign. It thinks it's a bug, right? And it mounts an attack against it.
Yes, you can either just get a rash or something like that, which is not too serious.
Or it could be fatal.
It could be fatal, yes. Now, are there any cures?
No.
And is there a rise in food allergies in recent times?
There are certainly a lot more stories in the press about it. But yes, in fact, the number of children in the UK with, for example, peanut allergies has increased significantly over the last several decades. We're talking here trebled. The number of cases has trebled.
Wow, that is a lot. So why is that then? Why is there a rise in allergies?
Nobody really knows, Richard. There's lots of ideas, but nobody knows.
And is it a serious problem? Presumably increasingly serious.
Yeah, but in the UK, about 10 people die every year from an acute allergic reaction.
Yes, but there are very stringent laws now, aren't there, with food packaging. They really do have to put down exactly what's in their product.
There are over 160 foods which can cause allergic reactions to people, right? But there are, as far as the US are concerned, there are 8 common ones, and for the UK, 14. And these must be legally put on the food labels.
So they've got to have warnings in the UK if they have these 14 food items.
Can you guess what those are?
I was expecting you to ask me that. Well, we've talked about peanuts, haven't we?
Right.
And I think there are other seeds and things like that.
Sesame seeds in the UK, but not in the US.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, people get affected by eggs, don't they?
Yep, that's one.
I'm not going to get 14.
Okay, I'll tell you what they are. Milk, eggs, fish.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, seafood is a common one, isn't it?
Exactly, crustaceans. Tree nuts and peanuts, because there's a difference.
Right, yes, peanuts are ground nuts, aren't
exactly.
they?
Exactly. Wheat and soya beans. Plus in the UK, Richard, celery.
Celery?
Mustard. sulfur dioxide, sulfites.
Sulfites,
used,
right.
Used as a preservative.
Okay.
Lupin.
Lupin.
Lupin seeds and lupin flour. Never heard of it.
Right, okay.
Mollusks. We've mentioned fish and crustaceans.
Right.
But also mollusks.
Snails.
And mussels and oysters.
Yes,
things
of course.
Like that. Okay, so what you have to say, you can't just put lactose. You have to put lactose in brackets milk. And you can't just write flour. You have to put flour in brackets wheat or barley, whatever.
Okay.
Or you have to say, have a contain statement. Contains milk, wheat and peanuts.
Well, yes, you always see that, don't you? May contain peanuts.
Or the may contain one. Yes, exactly. Yes. So they're very, very strict with all of those things.
But it's in very small writing, though, often.
Now, luckily, neither of us are allergic to anything, are we?
We eat everything.
But we do have to keep our dogs away from the Christmas cake.
Yes. Because it's raisins, isn't it?
Yeah.
And chocolate's not good for dogs. Lots of things aren't good for dogs.
So it's not a bad time for us, but we really have to keep an eye on our four-legged friends.
Now listen again.
As we approach the festive season, food is a big priority. But for many people, it's another occasion where they have to be extra careful about what they eat.
Yeah, so for this week's podcast on English.com, we're talking about food allergies.
Yes, food allergies. So, Jackie, what is an allergic reaction then to food?
I suppose it's when your immune system inappropriately recognises something foreign. It thinks it's a bug, right? And it mounts an attack against it.
Yes, you can either just get a rash or something like that, which is not too serious.
Or it could be fatal.
It could be fatal, yes. Now, are there any cures?
No.
And is there a rise in food allergies in recent times?
There are certainly a lot more stories in the press about it. But yes, in fact, the number of children in the UK with, for example, peanut allergies has increased significantly over the last several decades. We're talking here trebled. The number of cases has trebled.
Wow, that is a lot. So why is that then? Why is there a rise in allergies?
Nobody really knows, Richard. There's lots of ideas, but nobody knows.
And is it a serious problem? Presumably increasingly serious.
Yeah, but in the UK, about 10 people die every year from an acute allergic reaction.
Yes, but there are very stringent laws now, aren't there, with food packaging. They really do have to put down exactly what's in their product.
There are over 160 foods which can cause allergic reactions to people, right? But there are, as far as the US are concerned, there are 8 common ones, and for the UK, 14. And these must be legally put on the food labels.
So they've got to have warnings in the UK if they have these 14 food items.
Can you guess what those are?
I was expecting you to ask me that. Well, we've talked about peanuts, haven't we?
Right.
And I think there are other seeds and things like that.
Sesame seeds in the UK, but not in the US.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, people get affected by eggs, don't they?
Yep, that's one.
I'm not going to get 14.
Okay, I'll tell you what they are. Milk, eggs, fish.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, seafood is a common one, isn't it?
Exactly, crustaceans. Tree nuts and peanuts, because there's a difference.
Right, yes, peanuts are ground nuts, aren't
exactly.
they?
Exactly. Wheat and soya beans. Plus in the UK, Richard, celery.
Celery?
Mustard. sulfur dioxide, sulfites.
Sulfites,
used,
right.
Used as a preservative.
Okay.
Lupin.
Lupin.
Lupin seeds and lupin flour. Never heard of it.
Right, okay.
Mollusks. We've mentioned fish and crustaceans.
Right.
But also mollusks.
Snails.
And mussels and oysters.
Yes,
things
of course.
Like that. Okay, so what you have to say, you can't just put lactose. You have to put lactose in brackets milk. And you can't just write flour. You have to put flour in brackets wheat or barley, whatever.
Okay.
Or you have to say, have a contain statement. Contains milk, wheat and peanuts.
Well, yes, you always see that, don't you? May contain peanuts.
Or the may contain one. Yes, exactly. Yes. So they're very, very strict with all of those things.
But it's in very small writing, though, often.
Now, luckily, neither of us are allergic to anything, are we?
We eat everything.
But we do have to keep our dogs away from the Christmas cake.
Yes, because it's raisins, isn't it?
Yeah.
And chocolate's not good for dogs. Lots of things aren't good for dogs.
So it's not a bad time for us, but we really have to keep an eye on our four-legged friends.